A reading from the Gospel of Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." And he said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. And the people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. And then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he also divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. And those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. Occasionally in the scriptures we come across a word originally in Greek for which the usual English translation just doesn't do it justice. Remember that here Jesus has just heard of the horrible murder of John the Baptist by King Herod, and he's been deeply affected by it. So he leaves for a quiet place, but the people follow him. And in today's gospel, we're told Jesus was moved with pity for the people. Some Bibles say he had compassion for them. The actual Greek word is a beaut. It's pronounced something like splanknesomai, which means literally gut-wrenched. Even in Greek, it's a really strong word. Jesus was gutted by what he experienced in this scene. The poverty of mind and body and spirit that he saw before him in this great crowd of people. And he immediately spends time with them, trying to help them reach for meaning in their lives. What strikes me about Jesus in this story is that he's really down to earth. And when problems arise, he doesn't just follow the usual path. When the disciples mention food, Jesus breaks from the people and tells his disciples to deal with the problem themselves. And they automatically start to think in terms of money, how to buy food. Jesus refuses to become part of that conventional economic system. Instead, just look what he does. He determines what resources are available. He organizes the consumers into groups. He gives a blessing, and he distributes what's available. And the problem is resolved. This is a different way of organizing the way the world can operate, an ideology of sharing that leads to a satisfaction for everyone. It's that amazing process that Jesus insists on following whenever people are in need. First, identify the real need and don't beat about the bush. Does a woman have a hemorrhage? Is a mother left childless? Does a young man have a spiritual dilemma? Is a community suffering from poverty? Then, take whatever steps are needed to resolve the problem. Break cultural bounds if necessary. Spend time. Let the law give way to mercy. make use of human processes and routines where possible. Share a meal with anyone, rich or poor. Use spit to cure a man's eyesight problem. Cuddle a child. Ask an outsider for a drink of water. Let community actions happen. Shame the men who want to stone a sinful woman. Smash the tables of the money-oriented people in the temple. Abandon prayer time when people come and need you. In today's first reading from one of John's letters, John is trying to deal with arguments with in his community, and he talks a lot about love. And we have a tendency to talk about love in somewhat vague terms. Love is a much more sharp and unambiguous concept than we think. It's what marks Jesus out, that willingness to reject the usual way of thinking. It's Jesus' reaction to the times when he felt plangnesomai, gutted, when he saw the suffering of the people and his refusal to fit into the normal pattern of behavior. When you see a need, deal with it yourself. Are we ready to reject the conventions of our society today, the conventions that confine people in a system that hinders our human growth and stops us from reaching for the kingdom of God?